Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Okay, just kind of stating part of the obvious here. I don't have boobs, so I'm not maybe qualified to speak on the topic. So we've done a deeper dive here with Sue, who's going to take on the challenge of explaining why this controversy in the Tour de France in the women's division is such. So they're padding their bras, and that's the controversy, right?
Yes, and they say that a bigger bust ensures that the air flows straight through the legs. Rather, so picture yourself on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. It's more aerodynamic the bigger boobs you have as far as the airflow goes. So those with who aren't as well endowed are stuffing to make it bigger, but that is lighter than if you actually have big boobs.
Right.
So they have a weight and an aerodynamic advantage.
Who knew? Didn't know this was a controversy.
I didn't either.
But apparently, but again, there's an advantage that is very small, but again, if you're in a time trial or something, I mean, those races are based on time. I mean, so that's interesting. Good to have a controversy in the women's division. I kind of like that. Apparently, in the story that I read in the New York Post, they said that something like this happened in the Olympics as well, maybe in the cycling
Olympics.
Oh, so
it's been
a
thing for a while.
Maybe it has been. Hey, we have Tech Talk Tuesdays with George Rosenthal coming up at the bottom of the hour. After that, we'll get some Jimmy Failla for an hour, but then John Lamping and I are going to take over election coverage tonight from 7 until probably about 10 o'clock. We're covering not only the Missouri races, St. Charles County Executive, St. Louis County Executive, Steve Butts and Gina Mitten in a really tough Senate district race here. We have all the constitutional amendments. We're going to cover all that and the national races. Michigan is a big focus tonight. Let's talk about some of this with our friend David Strom, associate editor of HotAir.com. He's up in Minnesota, not in Michigan, but it's still a crazy state, so we can make that kind of comparison. How are you this afternoon, Dave?
Great, although I'm thinking of Sydney Sweeney on a bike.
There's the image that you've come up with during our intro. Here's a question for you, just because this is getting a little national attention. We vote on the possibility here in Missouri to phase out our income tax. Now, it's gonna fail, unfortunately. They kind of mangled the campaign. But are you hearing, is that on your radar at all, the Missouri races from up there in Minnesota? I'm just curious.
Missouri's a red state, so no one's paying attention.
That's probable. Well, that is part of the problem, right? You know, we have local races here, and because we are a red state, I think you're right. Now, Michigan, look, David, I don't know what to make of that. This El Sayed guy is extremely radical. He's got a big lead, unless the polls are wrong. And Haley Stevens is no moderate. I mean, she wants to play herself off as a moderate, but she's not a moderate. So what are they in store for tonight in Michigan? I mean, if El Saeed wins, if you believe the polling right now, Mike Rogers might have a small advantage of him in the general. But you can't count anything out in a climate like this, I don't think.
Well, yeah. I mean, the macro climate suggests that Democrats should do well in the midterms. I mean, just basically the party out of power tends to do well, except in extraordinary situations. The mood of the country is relatively sour, you know, because there's still this, you know, inflation is about a point above where the Fed wants it to be. Nobody likes what's happening in the Iran war. So normally you would expect that Democrats probably would get, you know, a 4 to 5 point bump. But it's not just Michigan. Next week, we've got Wisconsin, where Francesca Hong is, if anything, more radical.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Than El Saeed. El Saeed, you know, is radical on a lot of the economic issues, as the Democratic Socialists are. But, of course, he's got the Islamist vote in his back pocket, you know, and
that's a big portion in Michigan, right? That's a big portion.
Yeah.
Of vote.
Oh, I tell you, my father-in-law lives in West Bloomfield, which is in between Detroit and Dearborn, and every Uber driver we ever get is Muslim. You know, and some are nice and some are Islamist, and you get to know that from them because they're pretty aggressive about telling you. And so that's a big deal in Michigan. But I, you know, Michigan is a swing state. Wisconsin's a swing state. And so you've got this huge disconnect between where the Democratic Party is going, which is lurching left, lurching towards pretty rabid anti-Semitism. I mean, to give you an idea of how bad it is in Michigan, the attorney general, the incumbent Democratic attorney general, who is, you know, a homosexual, progressive, you know, pretty strongly left-wing attorney general, Democrat, and she wouldn't go to the Democratic convention because she didn't feel safe. That's how bad things have gotten.
It's crazy. And, you know, you mentioned Hong in Wisconsin. I can't believe some of the things. I mean, today the story is she thinks Thanksgiving is painful for some people. I'd like to know who those people are and whether or not we should really have them in this country. So, yeah, she's scary up there. They ran off. I think it was Mandela Barnes was the lieutenant governor. I think he had some Me Too issues. So they ran him off.
Yep.
This may really kind of favor a Republican victory in Wisconsin. But Wisconsin's a weird state, like Michigan. And yep. I think like yours. Now, you guys have your primary next Tuesday. Is that correct, David, in Minnesota?
You think I'm paying attention to Minnesota politics? It's a lost cause.
Well, all right. The only reason I ask is because our friend Michelle Tafoya is on the ballot, and she's going to win the Republican nomination.
Yes.
So she'll face someone by the name of, is it Peggy Flanagan?
Well, we'll have to see, because it's a fairly close race. You've got Peggy Flanagan, who is really a DSA-type candidate, and then she's running against an incumbent congresswoman who herself, I mean, she's a lesbian. She's, you know, about as close to a moderate Democrat as you can get, but she's still radical anti-ICE. You know, she would count as a progressive in just about any state. But she, like, you know, I mean, basically, Haley Stevens can't win in Michigan. And, you know, I think there are a lot of Democratic candidates who can't win because they're unwilling to say from the river to the sea. They're unwilling to say that Israel should be gone. That's the dividing line right now. And we'll have to see in Minnesota which one of them comes, you know, comes out on top. I mean, Flanagan has got the, you know, the problem of the fraud, because she's the lieutenant governor under Waltz.
Uh-huh.
So that might be enough to, you know, sort of knock her out of the contention. But I genuinely don't know. It all depends upon who actually shows up. And right now, the fired up people are the socialists.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we keep mentioning this, and I don't know what's going to happen here, but we have Cori Bush back on a ballot, you know, trying to take back her seat here in the 1st Congressional District in the St. Louis area against the incumbent Wesley Bell. He used to be our St. Louis County prosecutor. But again, he's no common sense Democrat. He's a progressive. He would pretty much vote the same way that Cori would on 99% of the issues. He's just worked more cooperatively with our Republican members of the House and the Senate to secure some things, you know, for Missouri in which Cori wouldn't even take part in. So we may have a little bit of a signal on which way the Democrats are going here in Missouri on that race as well. David Strom is here from hotair.com. Let's talk about a couple other things. I was looking to see if I thought I had audio of this. It's just a quick soundbite, but I love this guy who is the governor of Washington State, Governor Inslee, who was talking about this wildfire in Spokane where an arson suspect was just arrested, and he wants to blame climate change, right?
Yeah, well, climate change can literally do anything. It is the all-purpose reason for all bad things that have ever happened. I mean, the same thing happened with the Palisades fire, where climate change was the cause, and the fact that somebody actually lit the match, and then, of course, the Los Angeles Fire Department wasn't allowed to put the fire out because of endangered species, plants, or something like that. None of that matters. It really is climate change, because there never were fires before climate change.
Of course there were. That's
the new line of the Democrats. And, you know, everything, you know, migrant crises are illegal immigration is caused by climate change. You know, crime is caused by climate change. You know, the fact that there are Republicans who live is caused by climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is the all-purpose explanation. And, you know, it basically comes down to it's the Republicans' fault.
Always is. And in this case, you have fires that have displaced 70,000 people, burned down 700 buildings. But this guy, as you highlight in one of your columns, this guy's name is Aaron Farinacci. He's 37 years old. Back in 2010 in Mesa, Arizona, he gets into an argument with his dad because his father asks him to do something really, really hard, do the dishes. So he shoots his dad dead. Then he points the gun at his mother. Then he shoots himself, and he survives. So he's charged with first-degree murder. That gets knocked down to manslaughter. He gets out relatively quickly. Now he's the guy charged with setting these devastating fires in Spokane that are blamed on climate change. He had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just points out that, you know, it's like all the liberal idiocy comes together, because, of course, you've got the soft on crime element, the embracing of mental illness as an excuse for everything or even something to be celebrated. And, you know, the guy goes out there. I mean, none of these people, I mean, you would say none of these people wind up in jail until they kill someone. This guy actually killed someone, and he's still out on the street.
The question is, how does a guy who pled guilty to killing his own dad end up free with a lighter next to 70,000 people's homes, right? Valid question.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, incarceration doesn't solve anything, right? I mean, we know that we have to go to the root causes of crime, which are, of course, you know, white supremacy and carbon dioxide.
Hey, well, before I let you go, David Strom, I noticed that something just...
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Posted here a short time ago on Hot Air. You wrote about this Washington Post story about the fact that the Vances have a chicken coop. Now, I read this story a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if there's an update to this, but I think part of the point is that you're giving more attention in the Washington Post to some chicken coops that J.D. Vance and his wife Usha have than you are the Fauci diaries.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and first of all, normally this would be a human interest story, right? You know, if this were Michelle Obama, it would be about the wonders of chickens. And this was, a full-scale investigative report on the chicken coop. How much money did they spend? Did it violate Washington law? Why are they doing this? They actually talked about this. You know, Usha Vance, who, you know, I mean, she's a power lawyer, right? I mean, she's got this incredible career on her own. And they were saying, well, maybe it's because they're trying to signal that people should be tradwives. I mean, it's just, and of course, who do they go to? You know, a non-binary chicken expert who uses chickens as emotional support animals. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, so wait, I got to stop you there. So the line is, you know, about political motivations behind the flock's appearance. It's a theory that resonates with Danny Bowers, who keeps 19 chickens on a suburban property in Utah County, Utah. Bowers, who uses they-them pronouns, points out that some conservatives have embraced the values espoused by tradwife influencers, many of whom raise chickens. That is unbelievable that that gets into print in the Washington Post, but this is where we are. And they're actually one of the publications that maybe trending on the better side of equal coverage, but you still get this.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, they've got so many legacy reporters. I mean, they've been firing people left and right because Bezos has figured out that it's a losing proposition to have these radical left-wingers. But, you know, there are unions there. It's hard to fire people. And so you've got people like this who are still writing the most absurd stories. And the funny thing is, if you sort of read that story and try to parse it out, there's a simple explanation for why they got a chicken coop. They've got four kids. They took them to a petting zoo. A couple of the boys love the chickens and, you know, they're big egg eaters. So they built a chicken coop.
We got a lot of folks here who have chickens in their backyards in St. Louis, St. Louis area. Yeah, it's not something that's crazy. I guess maybe it's crazy for the Washington Post. And by the way, trad wife, all that means is traditional wife, right? It's just an abbreviation for that. So interesting. David Strom, enjoy election night tonight. You can always tune in to 97.1 FM Talk from 7 until 10. We'll be covering it, but I appreciate you coming on this afternoon.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. We'll talk after Minnesota next week.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.